Hey guys, welcome back to New York Girl Talk. I'm here with Rach. Rach, how was
Yes.
your week?
Pretty good. Today's a super rainy day. And yeah, so just trying to be cozy, get stuff done, and gonna watch football tonight. What about you?
I know it's actually super cloudy here as well, and I was not expecting that at all because last week was actually pretty beautiful. But
Yeah.
honestly, I feel like last week was pretty like stressful, not in terms of like not anything specific was stressful, but like just in general was a lot happening and I was like but I feel like I had a pretty restful weekend, and everything was like chill at work and stuff too, which I was grateful for. So now I'm always grateful that like Mondays aren't too hard of a day for me. Like I don't have class or anything, so it's just kind of homework and like easing into the week. So I feel like mentally it's like a pretty good process. But yeah, I'm excited to be recording.
Yes, same. So guys, today we're going to talk about something really fun. Sarah had this really good idea, but basically we're going to talk about like some green and red flags, but we're not going to do it in like the traditional sense of like just dating. We're basically going to talk about it in terms of like all relationships. So like how we evaluate people who like are going to be in our lives basically in whatever context that may be, like friendships, relationships, whatever, just kind of what we look for, what we don't look for. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that like everyone has opinions on and like not everyone shares them. And I'm like, I don't know if we've talked about this before. Like I think throughout our conversations we'll be like, oh, like I hate that that person did that, and like that's kind of like a red flag or whatever. But like we never have like actually talked about like, okay, these are things that I consider green flags and red flags. So kind of excited to hear what you think.
Yes. Yeah, and Sarah had me before we recorded, we both wrote down some stuff and she's like, "Don't tell me because we should just hear it first on the podcast and talk about it." And I was like, "Yes, you're right, because then we'll have like a completely authentic, like real conversation
Yeah,
about it."
exactly. And I feel like ours are gonna be pretty similar. Like we're definitely gonna agree with each other, but I don't know, who knows? We'll have to jump right into it.
Yes. Okay, do you want to share one of yours first?
Yeah, so I guess we'll start off on a good note with like green flags. One thing that I feel like whenever I encounter anyone, I'm like, I feel like the first thing that I will probably notice is how like someone conducts themselves. Like if it's in like a socially adept way, I think that is a green flag for me, because although I'm an extrovert, it's like I can only carry the conversation so far. So like, you know, like you need to give me something to like bounce back off of, you know? And
Yeah.
so like another thing that kind of connects to that is like being able to go beyond like the surface level is like a really good thing to me. Like I think if it's like maybe our second or third time like meeting or having a conversation or hanging out or whatever, and like you kind of start to like open up just like a little bit about like something more like intense or emotional, like I feel like that is a pretty good like green flag, because it shows how that person is able to be like aware of like the emotions that they're feeling and like the things that they're going
Yeah.
through, and like they're able to open up about it, even if it's slightly, you know. So
Yeah.
that's one thing where I'm like, if you can be like moderately talkative and like be able to like maintain a good conversation, that is definitely a green flag for me, like right off the bat.
Yeah, that's really good.
And then I think one thing that kind of like sort of connects to that, because I feel like you kind of need to have like stuff to talk about, right? And I feel like it just stands out to me when someone is like goal oriented and like knows like where their life is kind of going, like what their future plans are, at least like in a moderate range, like probably at least within like the next few months or the next year or so, like they know like where they're headed, 'cause then they're able to
Yeah.
talk about stuff. And like that easily incorporates like, you know, stuff that they're involved in, whether that's like their church or like youth group or, you know, the hobbies that they have or like how they're involved at school, like in clubs and stuff. Like, I just feel like when you're involved in something that like you're passionate about and something that you really like, then like it naturally, you naturally will talk about it because you like it. And it makes conversations easy, and it also makes it easy to be friends with someone else who is also passionate about something. Like, I genuinely can't imagine like having a relationship or a friendship with someone who like doesn't really care about anything in their lives. But like, I feel like we've all met people like that, you know? Like, you've met people
like apathetic people, like apathy.
Yeah, kind of. But like, people who like genuinely like could not give a crap. And I think it's a little strange, because I'm like, you know, like clearly there's something deeper there where like, you know, you're going through something, or like you genuinely don't find it important to like have hobbies and have things that you're passionate about. But like, to me, that's something that's so meaningful, because it's like, wow, like you have taken the time to learn more about yourself in a more deep way. And so you can be like passionate about something, and like you can talk about it, and I just think that like that's a nice quality to have, to me.
That's so funny, because I'm gonna share one of mine that I'm not gonna share by itself. I'm just gonna tie it in with this, because really similar. I had confidence, but what I meant by that wasn't like what we all think of by confidence, but kind of more like individuality. Okay, I got it. And just kind of, I feel like that's exactly what you just started saying. Like, they care about like their life and the things they're doing, and they know what they want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like, oh, they have their life all planned out, but like they like things, they're passionate about things. So anyways, I just wanted to tie that in, because I feel like it was, it kind of went along with it.
No, it definitely does, because like, it's about like what makes you as an individual, right? Like, you have these goals that are unique to you. Like, it's different to be like, oh yeah, like I want to go to college. And it's different to be like, I want to go to college and like, I feel like I want to do something, you know, within psychology or within like education, like, it, like being a little bit more specific like that, and like showing that you know, like more about yourself and like where you're kind of going. I feel like, at least for me at this stage in life, I'm like, I gravitate towards those kind of people. And I'm like, that's a green flag to me, because it's like, okay, like you're 18 or you're 19 and like, you know, like where you're going. Cause that's like a part of like having support too, you know? Like, can you imagine being like really good friends with someone who like is still figuring out like, I guess, the kind of basics of where they're going? Cause like, in some way that may make you feel like you have like a lack of support, rather than like the support of having someone who's similar to you, who like knows where they're going and like is figuring out little things along the way, you know? So I think, so I guess like the red flag that kind of like is the opposite of that is like not being passionate about things, not having like interests. It's just like, whoa, like how do I be friends with you? But
yeah, I get that.
The other thing that is so important, like I think it kind of goes along with like being open, but like being self-aware and like knowing like your flaws, and kind of
that's good.
It kind of like goes along with like how you conduct yourself as well, but like not in a social way, in like an individual way, in terms of like, do you have the kind of attitude that like I'm like the best person in this room, or like do you have a really like small presence? Does that make sense? Like,
no, that's exactly, I have another one that's a little bit similar to that, which I won't go into right now, but no, I think that is really good, because the truth is like no one wants to be friends with someone who like is only talking about themselves, like is only interested in themselves. And honestly, a lot of people grow out of that. Like, I had friends in middle school who were like that and super self-centered, and it's like, okay, you're a kid, like, you know, your parents are obsessed with you or whatever, and you have this certain attitude, like you're 12, sure. But like, once you get to 17, 18, 19, and you start like going out into the world and all of that, like, and you still can't see like other people's opinions and be open to other religions or cultures, and by that I mean like learning about them, obviously you should like be strong in your beliefs, but anyways, that is a huge red flag. Like, if someone is just thinks they can do no wrong. And to go along with that, and Sarah knows that this is important to me because I do see it a lot, is hypocrisy. And like, so like you're doing something, but you don't have the self-awareness to realize it, and then you're upset with someone else for doing the same thing. Like, and that ties along with that whole self-awareness piece. And it's like, you just have to be self-aware to be successful in relationships, friendships, in the workplace. Like, you just have to have it.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like we're in this whole era of like maturity. Like, I'm sorry, once you're 18, like, you really need to have like these basic things down, you know? And like, as basic as they seem, it's like, okay, maybe it's not, because, you know, it ties into a lot of like maturity and stuff that you have to go through. You have to go through like ups and downs to kind of get to that point. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like being able to communicate properly and like, you know, really having like a big presence, whether that's like in a class or in a group, like, you know, like I feel like part of it is like being comfortable with yourself and like really, really displaying that. And I think that kind of ties into like confidence as well, where it's like you're so comfortable with yourself that like you can have this big presence where like people like it when like you're around. And I know like very specific people who like have such a big presence, and I feel like that's something that I'm constantly striving for. I'm like I want to make it known, like when I'm in a room, and like make it a good positive thing when I'm there, you know? And so I feel like that's like a huge green flag to me when like someone is in a room and they have so much excitement and they're basically lighting up the room. I feel like that is like my favorite thing, and I'm like, wow, like I want to be your friend, you know? And I feel we've all encountered people like that where like you meet them and you're like, wow, like I want to be like your friend because you're so like radiant, you know?
No, for sure. And you do a great job of that.
Really? Yeah, I feel like, yeah. I feel like part of that is just kind of being an extrovert, and I'm just like putting myself out there,
yeah,
radiating out all of my positivity. But I feel like in terms of red flags, when we're talking about like relationships, I think there's a good like movement nowadays in like this new era of things where like people no longer kind of tolerate like people who play games or kind of like are stringing along people. Like the standard now is like the basic standard now is, you know, you like me, you say something. You don't like me, you say something. Like that level of communication, you know? And to me, it's like high key, like the most basic thing ever. Like I don't think I've ever considered anyone further if they weren't able to straight up be like, okay, like this is what I'm feeling, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I feel like is such a key thing when it comes to like relationships or like dating or whatever. Like you really, really need to be able to communicate whatever it is you're feeling from the beginning.
Yeah. And it's funny, I don't have this written down, but like communication, I feel like it's such an obvious one.
Yeah, and like that's the thing, like when we're talking about like red or green flags, like that's about an impression. Most of it is about an impression from the beginning. So like if the impression is when you start talking to someone is that like they really can't communicate what it is that they're going through, or they can't communicate like, oh, I'm gonna be away from my phone for like the entire day today because of XYZ, like that is a red flag. And I feel like people are getting better and better at like recognizing that, like, oh, like if it's been like a month and this person isn't giving me any sort of signs or actual just straightforward communication that they're not feeling it or they are feeling it, then like that's a red flag, you know?
Yeah,
and
they're saying something by not saying something.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like that's just, it's a whole other thing, like go into like whatever, like the talking phase and stuff, but like there's so much that you can notice from the beginning that's just like so, so crucial for like you to know, to be able to know like where things are going, you know? So that's like one thing where like you're able to kind of rule someone out when they display like certain red flags or green flags, and that kind of allows you to get to a point where like, okay, like you've reached this level of maturity where like everyone in your life is healthy because you have kind of ruled them out, because you're like, okay, like they don't fulfill this one thing or these like five things that I really want in my life. And if they don't fulfill that, then like, you know, maybe you don't have a place in my life, you know? So I feel like a lot of it is like, it's not about like, oh, like this is not what I prefer or blah, blah, blah. But like, it's about, okay, if you do fulfill this, I'm like, I can make a place for you in my life. But if you don't fulfill that, then like, I don't need your energy in my life, you know? So,
and it's also about sustainability, like in the long term. Like, I don't think anyone wants, like, if they knew they're signing up for a 2-month friendship or a 20-year friendship, they're going to choose the 20-year one. You know, 99% of people will. So it's like, why are you entangling yourself in a relationship or friendship, but especially romantic relationship, because those tend to have more intimacy and like they're harder to let go of, you know, not all the time, but in general. So it's like, why are you choosing to put yourself in that situation with someone who, you know, oh, I see this red flag or whatever. It's like, okay, like then you're just going to be more upset. Like,
exactly. And I
feel in like, 2 years, you know,
I feel like that's where like you can kind of notice like from the beginning if someone's words and actions don't align, and like that's part of communication that you can open up as well and be like, okay, like there are these certain things that you're saying but your actions don't align with that. And that's also about like moving in the right direction. Like if someone's saying that like, okay, like I'm gonna start doing this or I'm gonna stop doing this, and their actions don't align with that, that is a red flag as well. And again, it's like about reaching that healthy level in your life, and like being able to kind of give people a chance if they deserve it, you know? That's like one thing that I had noted down, like is really if someone's words and actions don't align, I think that's such a big thing. And that's whether that's for a friendship or a relationship, because even in a friendship, like that person is offering you certain things in your life, whether it's like, you know, security or support or love or whatever, or just kind of there for like socialization. But I think for me, it's like with my closest friends, those are the people that I'm talking to most. And sometimes it can be really little things when people's words and actions don't align. And sometimes it can be bigger things. And that's just, it's important to kind of come back to how you feel about these like red and green flags to be able to understand like who needs to be filtered out of your life and who doesn't. Like I think especially when I was like a preteen and like becoming a teenager, there were so many friendships where I thought it was such a great, exciting, beautiful friendship, you know, at age 13, which not a ton of your friendships from back then will last, because you're so young. But like there were so many friendships like that where when I took a little step back due to like quarantine or due to like moving away, I was able to see like, oh, they were only around when they needed something, or like they were only around when they wanted me to be around, you know? And so I think that that kind of goes along with like the whole like playing games thing or like stringing along. Like you really, when you get older, I feel like it's so much more than like leaving someone out, and it's so much more than like only being around when they need something. And like I think most people are seeking something better when they get older, so you kind of like you want to seek those people who are also seeking better, you know? But yeah, that's just like a few of the brief ones that I had.
Yes. For sure. No, we definitely have to do a part two of this, because I know I have a lot, and I bet Sarah does too. And next episode, we also want to do like some of each other's red and green flags, which is going to be super funny. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, we'll catch you next week. Bye, guys.